The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Churchill said, "Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it." Kevin Hallinan believes that certainly applies to business. Welcome to Winning Business Radio here at W4CY Radio. That's W4CY.com. And now, your host, Kevin Hallinan.
Thank you all for joining in once again. I am Kevin Hallinan. Welcome back to Winning Business Radio on W4CY.com. And now, Winning Business TV. We're live streaming on Talk4TV.com, in addition to Facebook at Winning Business Radio, as well as many other platforms, including YouTube, soon to be my YouTube channel. Stay tuned for that. The mission of Winning Business Radio and TV, as regular listeners know, is to offer insights and advice to help people avoid the mistakes of others. To learn best practices, you know, the how-tos, the what-tos, the what-not-tos, to be challenged and certainly to be inspired by the successes of others. You know, though, every successful person I've ever had a chance to talk to has had some form of failures in their lives and careers. So while we all have to get our knees skinned once in a while, I'm driven to keep those scrapes from needing major surgery. Let's endeavor to learn from history so we don't repeat it. Today, my guest is Dean K. Piper, owner and founder of Talk 4 Media and Pipe Man Productions. He owns the station that hosts this very show. Here's his bio. Dean K. Piper, CST, a.k.a. The Pipe Man, is an international radio personality and podcaster, master marketer, publicist, promoter, published author, speaker, coach, and trainer. Dean is the owner and founder of Talk 4 Media and Pipe Man Productions, a globally recognized as a top-ranked, full-service, eco-friendly multimedia network and marketing firm. Talk 4 Media produces, broadcasts, and distributes live radio, podcasts, and live TV through their network of radio and TV stations and podcast platforms. Talk 4 Media also has a strategic media partnership with iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible, as well as multiple festival and event promoters. And that's why I'm here. Dean describes himself as a positive, ambitious, highly energetic, persistent, persevering, spontaneous metalhead, punker, hippie, skater, surfer, youthful chameleon, and professional businessman. He has an animated, extroverted personality while being a loner at the same time. Thriving on passion, Dean lives life to the fullest while experiencing a variety of active interests. Pipe Man Radio is syndicated globally. The Adventures of Pipe Man has received multiple awards, media features, and has been ranked for multiple categories as one of the top six live radio shows and podcasts in the world. In addition to The Adventures of Pipe Man Radio consists of multiple podcasts, including Pipe Man in the Pit and Positively Pipe Man and more. Dean has recorded thousands of episodes that focus on entertainment, which combines information and entertainment, and has over 5,000 interviews with celebrities, music artists and bands, authors, speakers, coaches, entrepreneurs, and all kinds of professionals. Dean also owns and runs Pipe Man Productions, which is an artist management company introducing new local and national talent, showcasing new artists and indie artists, as well as Pipe Man Radio Tour, where he travels the country and world doing press coverage for major business events, conferences, conventions, music festivals, concerts, award shows, and red carpets. One of the top publicists in music once called Dean Pipe Man the king of all festivals. He resides in South Florida from April through November and then travels the remainder of the year. Check this out. He has 4 children and 8 grandchildren, and he speaks 3 languages. Dean, welcome to Winning Business TV.
Hello. And I don't know about the 3 languages part because I can speak other ones, but not necessarily fluently.
You know? I can't speak anything other than English, and even that sometimes is suspect. So, pretty impressive.
Well, you know, English is the hardest language there is out there. And by the way, I have way more failures than I do have titles.
Well, you got a lot of titles. So, what does that tell us? Exactly. No, that's the whole point, right? We've all failed. And we're learning from them. It's a constant development. That's what I want to bring to the audience. So let's start here. Just tell us quickly about your kids and grandkids.
Oh, so I have four kids, eight grandkids. Listen, it's pretty funny because I think grandkids keep you young. I take my grandkids into their first mosh pits. I teach them how to surf. I teach them how to skateboard. You
Nice.
know, they're it's it, it grandkids are amazing. They're like your reward for putting up with all the crap that you had to put up with from your kids. It's like that's
That's
your
so funny.
trophy.
Yeah,
That's the
my oldest
park's
son and his wife
education.
just announced their first, so April will have the
Ooh,
first.
congrats.
And then I'll know what you mean.
And you know what? It's great to pay your
Yeah.
kids back too, you know, because it's like, hey, so I'll take the kids, I'll sugar them up, I'll
Absolutely.
get them loud toys,
Drum
and
set.
then I'll send them home.
That's awesome. So where do your travels take you? In fact, where are you headed? If you're getting away this time, where are you headed?
Well, and so I travel all over throughout the year. First
Yeah.
of all, on the Pipe Man Radio Tour, which was squashed due to COVID, but
Yeah.
came back alive this fall to
Nice.
the interesting story too. So I was getting ready to go on tour, and they took all like the spring festivals, put them in the fall. The fall festivals are in the fall, so it was going to be really busy. And about a week before the first one, I decided to go visit my daughter and some of my grandchildren, one of which was born during COVID, and I didn't get to see him. It was the only grandchild I wasn't there for the birth.
Wow.
And they were all way over in Texas because they're in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were in North Carolina, so I ended up going up there. The night I get there, I'm on a walk with my granddaughter, and she's complaining that her stomach hurts. And I'm thinking to myself, no, we didn't even walk that far yet. And so then the next day, she's sent home from school
Wow.
because she had other symptoms. Because that is one of the main symptoms of the Delta variant
Really?
is stomach pain. And so, yes, she had COVID the day I got there. And then I sat in a petri dish of COVID for days because I had first got there. And so then one by one, everybody in the family except my son-in-law got it.
Yeah.
And then I was good. I didn't get it. And then I get on the plane, come back home, and I was about to go to the first festival. A few days later, I get off the plane and I had this tickle in my throat. I'm like, oh crap. So the first thing I did
Yeah.
was I went to here in Florida. You know, everybody talks about Florida, okay? And most of what
Epilocin.
I'm saying is true, but one thing that we have here is we have this Regeneron monoclonal antibody treatment that they give free. Okay? I went and did that immediately because there's no side effects. I have very close family friends that are scientists. I was like, hey, are there any side effects? Because I hate big pharma.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're like, no side effects. I research it, no side effects. It's just this antibody treatment. It's not the vaccine. It's not any. Let me tell you something. A day and a half. I felt like I wanted to die, but I never got any of this. I felt like I had a fever, but I didn't have a fever. I felt like all these things that I didn't have, but and then I was good after a day and a half. And
Wow.
then like 3 days later, I was perfect. You know, so here's the good news, and the reason I brought that up in relation to the travel is so the good news is. Well, the bad news is I had COVID. The bad news is I missed the first festival, which was supposed to be in Oklahoma, which was a hotbed for COVID anyway.
Oh, really?
And there was no COVID protocol for this festival. So I could have gotten it there and been stuck because I would have been camping too. I would have
Yeah.
been stuck camping with COVID in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Listen, there's no way a New York, New Jersey Italian Jew should be caught with COVID camping in Oklahoma. Just saying. But thank God it happened because
Yeah.
I missed one festival. But then the rest of the tour, and I'm going on one next, which brings me to answer your question,
yes,
is past 2 months I've been on tour doing festivals since that happened, and I can't give COVID to anybody, and I can't get it from anybody. So it was like living real life. You know, it was like not even a thought in the world at all. Like it was just like I have these metahuman powers now. I'm like anti-COVID man.
Yeah, you know? Part of the megaverse.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that was really cool. So I am going to the last festival of the festival season next week. Mm-hmm. And it's funny enough, it's in my home state. It's in Daytona Beach at the Daytona Speedway. Mm-hmm. It's called Welcome to Rockville. And that's going to be my the beginning of the end of the Pipe Man radio tour. And then what we start after that is the Pipe Man homeless tour.
All right, you got to tell me about that.
Okay, so what I do is ever since all the kids moved out of the house, like a few years back, I had like three of my kids, two boyfriends, a husband, and two grandkids living with me. And then they all just like disappeared like the diaspora. I mean, I am a Jew, but I mean, it was kind of ridiculous that my people had to spread out. And
but you weren't keeping them there. They didn't have to ask you to let them go either. So.
Yeah. I mean, they left the nest, but in leaving the nest, they didn't even stay in the same forest. You know, so I decided, you know what? I don't have to be tied down anywhere. So I moved over to the beach. I live on an island. And my front yard is the intercoastal, mm-hmm. which you can see out in the video. And the backyard is the beach. So I live here from April till November. I'm a little weird because I do the opposite of everybody else. Everybody else is like a snowbird.
Yeah.
And I'm here when nobody's here. It's great. Because like I'm here in this building and there's like six people in the whole building. So it's like my own building.
Nice.
You know, and then I travel the rest of the time and I don't have a home like I have my home here. I live in Airbnbs, but I spend the holidays visiting. You know, you need 2 months time to visit four kids and eight grandkids. Okay. Oh, so I take like Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas, those are the times for that. Yeah. You know, so I take about 2 months to make that happen. And that, you know, that's the homeless family part of the tour. That's the family leg.
And you can take your work with you. You can do a lot remote, have laptop, will travel, right?
Hey, listen, you know, as you know, and you've been with us a long time broadcasting, beauty is we were prepared for COVID before COVID even happened. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's rather interesting how things happen, too, because you have to go with the flow and go with changes. Initially, we used to have like huge studios down here. There'd be people walking in and out all day long.
Yep.
And then just slowly over time, we converted it to remote. To now we have people broadcasting shows all over the world. I mean, like that. Think about that. 38 years ago, could that even be in your brain?
You'd need so much equipment. It'd be ridiculous, right?
Oh, unbelievable. So when COVID happened, first of all, we were a necessary business. We were an essential business as media.
Right.
But second of all, 99% of our shows weren't even coming into studios anymore.
Yeah.
So it didn't affect us in a negative way. And in fact, it's positive because people were consuming podcasts at record levels.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so, but we had it's like we had the vision of where things were going to go because this is going to become the norm. All this stuff that we're doing is going to become the norm. I don't mean the bad stuff. I mean the good stuff where we're perfecting all this remote capabilities. And look at us, you know, you and I can have this TV show here and never even be face to face and not need to be face to face, but yet have the vibe as if we were.
Right.
And that's about staying with the times. Like I talk about with other radio people and TV people that are stuck in a time that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I call it WKRP in Cincinnati syndrome.
That's right.
And that's what happened to some radio stations during COVID is I know some that actually closed. How could you close with the technology that we've had for years?
Yeah,
now?
It makes no sense.
You know, but you people so want to hold on to something that was, that they don't have the vision of what is and what will be. And that's the true spirit of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
An entrepreneur has vision. And, you know, I mean, that goes back to how I even started this network.
Well, I'm going to come back to that. I want to take a break right here, but I want to come back to that very question. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dean Piper, the Pipe Man.
You're listening to Winning Business Radio with Kevin Hallinan on W4CY Radio. That's W4CY.com. Don't go away. More helpful information is coming right up, right here on Winning Business Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of The Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Hey, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and you're listening to W4CY Radio.
Hey, this is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Bestgen Wealth Management is a second-generation, family-owned financial planning and wealth advisory firm. In addition to coordinating complex business and personal planning needs, our firm takes a sincere interest in your well-being and personal values. Find us at bestgenwm.com. That's bestgenwm.com, where we consider all our clients an extension of our family. Advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, a registered investment advisor.
And now back to Winning Business Radio with Kevin Hallinan, presenting exciting topics and expert guests with one goal in mind, to help you succeed in business. Here once again is Kevin Hallinan.
We're back with Dean Piper, owner and founder of Talk 4 Media and Pipe Man Productions. So tell us about that passion. You've been in a number of businesses over the years. You've been in financial planning. There were a couple of other businesses. Take us quickly through the career progression there until you figured out this crazy thing called TV and radio.
Okay, so first I want to comment on commercials we just heard,
because yeah.
I was rocking out to the Jimmy Starr Show. I always do when I hear his song. Okay, that was cool. And yeah. Then we're talking about the Pipe Man radio tour, and you did the Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Yeah. I remember when I got him to do that station ID and was on the Pipe Man radio tour a couple of years ago at a festival when I interviewed him. And we were listening to Twisted Sister there, and I just interviewed JJ French a couple of days ago,
wow.
Actually.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. And then here we are.
Yeah.
And let's go back in time. We'll go travel through the Pipe Man time-space right. continuum.
All right, we need the sound effects. So, now, how did you get from U.S. Spa Mart, not even sure what that is, and don't take a long time because I want to hear about the current work, right, through Harrow's and Prudential and then your own wealth advisory firm? Take us through
that. Well, you really did your homework.
I did. That's always do.
I feel like I'm like with the FBI and they're giving me my, you know, my life story.
Where were you October 27th at 9 p.m.?
I can't tell you. I take the fifth. So I want to go back to U.S. Spa Mart. That's funny because I worked there at 12 years old because that was my dad's spa place. That was when I started in the pool and spa business.
Oh, cool.
And so I spent 10 years in that industry, and that's what led me to Harrow's. Okay, so U.S. Spa Mart, my dad's place was on U.S. 101 in California in Agoura. Yeah. And then we used to do all these mall shows and fairs all over Southern California. So I had been doing events since I'm 11 years old. So the idea of me going out on tour and doing events is just kind of
second nature. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, talk about entrepreneur. I started working at 11 years old, and I count this for a reason, and it was a paper route. And the reason I count that as working is because I had not one but two paper routes. It was in New Jersey, and like, so you're delivering the papers in the snow. The Sunday papers were like this.
Oh, back then, you know, they were so heavy, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I was a salesperson even then, because I started off with like 10 customers, and I ended up with like one of the papers had like 64 customers and the other had like 37.
Wow.
So that was a lot of work to deliver those every morning, first of all. But to go knock on doors at 11 years old and get people to subscribe like that. So, and I would like to thank Sandler Institute for that.
Very good. Very good.
And then, so anyway, what happened was I worked with my dad for years. Anybody that's ever worked with their dad, more power to you, man.
Check. Guilty.
That's what created my work ethic, because he had me working like 80 hours a week, slave labor.
You can do that if it's your kid.
What?
The law doesn't apply to your kid. You can do that to your kid.
Oh, yeah. And if I got paid, I was lucky, you know, like. Everybody else had to get paid first because they're the employees. They had to get paid. I was last.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're getting food. You don't need to get paid.
Well, I remember my dad gave me $20. I thought it was like I hit the lottery.
I think my dad once like bought me something and gave it to me. I'm like, that's not how you get paid. So what happened was, is I ended up leaving California to go back to Jersey. I lived in California for high school. Went back to Jersey to go to Rutgers.
Right.
And when I got to, and here's how I've lived my whole life, including starting this radio network. Okay. I'm a firm believer in just do it. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in, you know, just make things happen. So I wanted to go to Rutgers. I had not even applied yet. I started to apply when I made the decision. I wouldn't have had the decision till months later. I literally quit working with my dad. I quit, you know, everything that was in California. I got in my car and I drove to New Jersey. Hadn't been in New Jersey since I was like 12 years old.
Wow.
So didn't really know anybody, didn't have a job lined up. Didn't even have Rutgers lined up yet because I had to wait. But my viewpoint is, okay, put it out in the universe, man. You make it happen. Like the concept of me failing just did not register in my head, to go back to the beginning of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Failure was not even, and I had everybody talking against me, okay? I had my brothers like, the grass isn't greener, blah, 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 all the coin phrases you tell a 19-year-old kid.
There's a difference, you know, between advice and belief trashing, right?
Totally.
We have to filter those out. Yeah, keep going, sorry.
Yeah, so I basically had a couple $100 in my pocket. Yep. I had a brand new car that had a payment on it, drove cross country with what little belongings I had in the car. And that was it. I ended up getting an apartment as soon as I got there. I ended up getting a job at Harrow's, which you mentioned, which Harrow's was a huge pool and spa chain in Long Island and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up like manager of that Harrow's. But I did get accepted to Rutgers. I was pulling my first semester there, getting back to New Jersey. I was working 80 hours a week because nobody was helping me. I didn't have, my parents didn't give money for college. Mm-hmm. Nothing was set up. Yep. I did it all on my own. Okay. And so I worked 80 hours a week and pulled 17 credits a semester at Rutgers. For those of you listening or watching that don't understand that, well, you know that 40 hours is a full-time job, so it's a double full-time job. But 12 credits is considered full-time. 17 is considered insane.
Insanity.
Yeah. My guidance counselor was like, you're going to have to quit one or the other. I'm like, are you paying my bills? and I ain't staying here forever. I want to get the hell out. Yeah. Like, to me, it was like I just wanted to do what I had to do and go do it. So all Love those it. Things were the building of my work ethic today and building of my belief system today. And that's why I think it's so important to go back to the beginning, because that's where we form that foundation of who we are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just led to everything after that. And then, you know, the retail business I was in, it did good for me, but there was only so much you can go as you get older.
Right.
And me, older at that point, was being in my 20s, you know. And I had a brother who worked at Prudential who kept for a year and a half, he was coercing me, you should come over here. And like, no, no, because I was so used to, I was in a comfort zone.
Yeah, you had to put a tie on to go to Prudential too.
Yeah, that too. No, actually, I wore one at Harrow's.
You oh, you did? Okay.
Wear this ugly tie that they made. It was polyester. Okay. Listen, okay. Fast forward a few years in the investment business.
Yeah.
Ever since I got in the investment business, I am allergic to polyester. Like, I couldn't believe that. Like, they used to make you wear this ugly polyester, like Harrow's tie. Okay. And I did have suits. I was wearing suits because here's the other part of the story. Okay. So, you know, when you're a teenager, you're one way, but when you're a young man, and I can speak as a young man, because that's what I was, you need to prove yourself to all the men my age.
Right.
So you can't go dress like a schlump. You got to go with a suit and tie. So I was like the best dress pool salesperson there was. But that's why I was also the number one pool salesperson there was.
Yeah.
Dress for success. Totally all about it.
Yep.
You know? And so, yeah, I mean, just totally, you got to form that belief system. Don't let that outside chatter get into you. I had all this outside chatter. I didn't listen. I have multiple stories of that. But Alpha, you know, I have this belief. In order to succeed, you have to be willing to fail. If you're not willing to fail, you're not going to succeed. Perfect example is a few years ago, I hired an ice skating coach to get me better. Like, I've ice skated for years.
Wow.
But I wanted to get like really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the coach said to me? You know why you're not getting better? Because you won't fall.
Really?
And he was like, until you fall. And it's true, because listen, when you're doing something like that, extreme sport,
yeah,
you know, if you're not willing to fall and break some bones, you're never going to get good.
That's a pretty big ask.
Yeah. Yeah. But
no, I get it. I get it.
Listen, don't we break a few bones when we fall in business? Not literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the time.
But what's the result? Colonel Sanders, he was 65, 66 years old. He got turned down 1,000 times for his recipe traveling the country. Sylvester Stallone got turned down multiple times for Rocky. Yep. I mean, we could go into all those stories. Ray Kroc,
tons of them.
All these people. Listen, you have to be willing to go out there and risk it all to gain it all. I have a firm belief. Having something to fall back on means you're going to fall back on it.
Right.
In order to spring forward, you have to have nothing else to fall back on.
We say burn your bridges. That's what we say.
No doubt. Because what happens if you don't? You're going to always go back on that bridge that got you nowhere. You know?
That's exactly what the guy that brought me into the Sandler training said. Burn your bridge. I said, what do you mean? Then he explained it. I could have gone back, but I mentally took his advice. I mentally decided wasn't an option. Yeah.
So here's a good burning bridge story. I did end up leaving Harrow's, going to Prudential. He finally convinced me. Yep. I was a top agent. I have 85 agents. And
that's a hustle too.
Yeah. I was working I was out knocking on doors at 7 a.m. I was working 7 a.m. till like midnight every single day. And, you know, the old timers that were in there, they were always like busting my chops and they're going, how come you sell so much? I'm like, because while you're sitting here moaning and groaning and asking me why I'm selling so much, I'm out there pounding the pavement. You know, cocky kid. You know, we're all like that when, you know, And so I kind of laugh when some kids are like that with me today, because I just kind of chuckle about it a little bit. I'm like, yep, been there, done that. So what ended up happening was I was going through a very rough time in my life at that point in time. I was making 70 grand a year, 21 years old. That's the good part.
That's great money.
The bad part was my American Express bill for going to New York restaurants was like $2,500 a month.
Ooh.
You know, I was spending like 150 grand a month because I was being a big shot, you know.
Probably not sustainable.
And 35 credit cards. Listen, don't give a 21-year-old 35 credit cards. What are you thinking? And I crashed and burned with that. I actually ended up filing bankruptcy at 21 years old, making 70 grand a year. Wow. But I won this trip because I was so good at Prudential to Florida. And it was to Marco Island, one of those conventions that you win the trip. And I come down here and there was like, my dad was living down here. Okay. It's so funny. My dad was a character. I get off the plane and I decide to visit him as well, since he's down here. First place he takes me to is a place called Solid Gold. Anybody from Florida knows what that is, but it's a strip club. Okay. So that'll tell you what Florida is. Yeah. I mean, that's the first place you go. But anyway, that's the funny part of the story. But the rest of it is I'm sitting at this place, Shooters, in Fort Lauderdale, on the water, sipping a margarita. There's a nor'easter going on up north. Okay. And meanwhile, I'm sitting watching a bikini hot bod contest at Shooters in Fort Lauderdale on the intercoastal with my dad. And I'm going through bankruptcy, and I just looked at him, and I'm like, the frick am I doing in New Jersey? And I literally, no exaggeration, got on the plane back home, packed up my car, left. I went into Prudential, quit my job. I was making 70 grand a year. I just walked in and quit.
That's ballsy.
Totally. And so what happens when you quit a place like Prudential is the sales manager takes all your business and lapses it off to give it to another agent. Yeah. So he gets bonuses and stuff. So I come to Florida, I figure I'll just go to another Prudential here and I'll get rehired. I was not, here's the failure part, not able to be rehired. Why am I not able to be rehired? Oh, because you lapsed off like $20 million worth of insurance.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, what? So that's what happened. And so now you could sit there, okay, and I'm going through bankruptcy. I have no money. I need money like to eat, you know. I have no job now. I'm in Florida now. And what am I going to do? I have no place to live. Most people don't do too well in that circumstance. But that's where entrepreneurs freaking soar.
All right, there's the teaser. There's the teaser right there. We got to take our second break.
Do it.
Come back if you want to hear the answer to that story. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dean the Pipe Man Piper.
You're listening to Winning Business Radio with Kevin Hallinan on W4CY Radio. That's W4CY.com. Don't go away. More helpful information is coming right up, right here on Winning Business Radio. Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries in all U.S. states. Promote your business, earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
This is Rebel Mather. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at
2
p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Bestgen Wealth Management is a second-generation, family-owned financial planning and wealth advisory firm. In addition to coordinating complex business and personal planning needs, our firm takes a sincere interest in your well-being and personal values. Find us at bestgenwm.com. That's bestgenwm.com, where we consider all our clients an extension of our family. Advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Johnny Three Tears from Hollywood Undead, and you're listening to W4CY Radio.
I do whatever it takes to make it break through. Anything I'm face to face with, it's true.
And now back to Winning Business Radio with Kevin Hallinan, presenting exciting topics and expert guests with one goal in mind, to help you succeed in business. Here once again is Kevin Hallinan.
We're back with the Pipe Man, Dean Piper. All right, so talk about the failure, how you bounce back from that.
So I looked through these ads, and I found this one ad that said, sales 125,000 plus. And that's all I had to read. Now, here's the thing. The average person would look at an ad like that and pass it right by. Not me.
Because they don't believe it. Well, they don't believe themselves capable of it. Right.
Too good to be true, right?
Right.
So I go to this place and have this interview, and it's at an investment brokerage firm, and there's nobody there yet. There's these three guys, and they tell me how I'm going to make 20 grand a month. Meanwhile, there's no brokers. There's no nothing. It's like a brand new place. I'm broke, bankrupt, but I'm going to make 20 grand a month.
All right.
So I leave there, and I go to my dad, and I'm like telling him, and he's like, "Well, you get a real job already. Like, why don't you try making 250 a week first?" And then my brother was around, and we almost got in a fist fight over it because, "Why don't you stop dreaming? Blah, blah, blah." All the things you ever would say.
Yeah.
And that was the fuel that fired me.
Love it.
To go and make things happen. Now, that's a long story in and of itself, but at the end of the day, that's what led me to be in the investment business for a long time. And mm-hmm. I did make $20,000 a month, and then $50,000 a month, and then $150,000 a month. And then I had like one of the worst failures of my life.
Oh, here we go.
That ended up losing business, losing that income, losing marriage, losing home, losing everything. And in the worst economy in U.S. history at that point in time. And I decided, you know, all these years I was in the investment business and then also being a motivational speaker, I would pay for airtime to have a radio show, you know, to generate leads. And then there was this thing that was first starting. It was called internet radio. Nobody believed in it at all.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that.
Say that again?
I was going to ask about that for sure.
Yes. And there wasn't even a word called podcast. That word didn't even exist. So here I am. Went from 150 grand a month to zero. Went from married to divorced. Went from home to homeless. Went from cash to cashless. Losing everything once again. And I'm this psychotic person that has this vision of doing something else and building this other dynasty of, in the worst economy in U.S. history, in an industry that everybody's laughing at. And I'm telling people, listen, there's going to be internet radio in your car. There's going to be internet radio on your phone. Remember, we didn't even have smartphones yet.
Yeah.
You know, and people like, "You're nuts." Well, they also told somebody else he was nuts too, Bill Gates, when he went to IBM and said, "I have an idea of a PC in every home."
Yeah.
And they said, "You're nuts. The mainframe will never go away." And thank God they were wrong, because we wouldn't here right now.
Correct.
That started it all to where we are today with this organization, this with your show, all made capable by that moment of possible failure, that moment of failure for IBM. And for me, failure was not an option, because when you're already at the bottom, you can't fail. You can only go up.
Yeah.
And you have to have this vision. And I saw where things were going to go, and I was ahead of the curve. And that is why we have Winning Business TV on Talk 4 TV, Winning Business Radio on W4CY Radio, all part of the Talk 4 Media Network. And that's how Pipe Man is here with you today.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So talk about the business, the different, you know, fingers that you're into. There's so many different things. We listed them in the bio, but talk about, describe the business to somebody who's never heard of it before. I don't mean the technical part. I mean the...
So basically, we broadcast live radio shows. We have live radio stations. They're internet stations, but they're real radio stations. Mm-hmm. We're licensed with ASCAP, BMI, Sound Exchange, CSAC. Mm-hmm. And we produce live radio shows just like you would hear on AM, FM. In fact, nowadays, 80% of all radio listenership is internet radio. FM and AM is, as I was saying years ago, a dying breed.
Very local.
You know, it's technology. Even the AM, FM stations, they're going and into internet, you know, type of things.
Right.
And so we also broadcast live streaming TV like we're doing now. We do it professionally with professional producers. To, you know, it's not DIY. It's a real radio show. It's a real TV show produced the right way with quality sound, quality video. Mm-hmm. And then also we create, turn it into a podcast, and we create shows for people like you and people like me on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, and about 100 other outlets that we distribute to. Mm-hmm. We also do marketing, promotion, publicity, PR, anything having to do with helping your business, your message, your getting exposure, any of those things we can help you with, and anything having to do with media and production as well.
So what would you say drives most of your revenue? I don't need you to talk numbers, just kind of quality. Where does most of the revenue come
most
from?
Most of the revenue is
multiple streams of revenue.
Correct. Most of the revenue comes from marketing, advertising, you know, and doing obviously the production of shows and distribution, you know, because listen, my whole theme from the very beginning and my whole mission was to create an outlet where we could create positive change throughout the world. Because right now we live in such a negative world, such a angry world. Everybody needs help and empowerment. And that's what we're here for in every aspect, business life, personal life, spiritual life, no matter what it is, let's all work together as one people, the human race, one race, to make things better, more positive for all, and all flourish and all succeed.
Yeah, there have to be, you know, you're preaching out of my playbook now. We have to be about pie, and I don't mean pie in the sky. You don't either. You know, when you talk about that, I hear practicality. I don't hear just pie in the sky.
Exactly.
You know, nonsense chants or anything like that, right? No, we're talking about, right? We're talking about real actionable messaging, positive and encouraging. Right.
Exactly. And like, let's all help each other. You know, let's stop working against each other. Let's work together. Together, we can all have the life that we all deserve and we all want. And that's a different answer for every single human being. Let's stop putting everything in a box and putting everybody in a box. Everybody's unique. You're not on a team. You're not on a side. You're not a color. You're a person. You're unique. And listen, we can all respect that. And at the same time, we can all help each other and learn from that to create a better world. That's the key.
All right. We are almost out of time. Unbelievably so. Who in the audience, whether they're watching or listening, who should reach out to you and why?
Everyone. And why? Because I'm the pipe man.
I love it. I love it.
That's my first answer. But yes, sure. Reach out to me if you need help getting your message out there. If you need help with your business, If you are also a music artist and need help with your music, I interview mm-hmm. lots of music artists. You know, whatever you need promoted, whatever you need to get exposure, or whatever you need that needs an ROI, I can help you with that. And I'm not cookie cutter. Kevin mm-hmm. will tell you that.
Yes.
You give me a call, you reach out to me, I'm going to customize a program to suit your needs, not give you what I want to sell you.
Right.
I'm going to give you what you need to buy.
No, you and I have talked many times. I mean, I began this radio and now TV journey in 2018. I was a guest on Dr. Doug's show. And I think you reached out and said, hey, you know, you sounded pretty good in the air. You're probably lying to me at the time, but no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, very creative, right? And I never felt like you sold me anything. I never felt like you sold me anything. And I was looking for this type of an outlet, and it's been a ton of fun for me. There's a phone number right there for those that are listening, 561-506-4031. What's the email? It's info@Roxy. Can you put that up again?
Well, they get my personal email. They can reach me at dean@talk4media.com.
Perfect.
D-E-A-N. And they can reach me, and I want everybody to connect with me on social media everywhere, okay? So, Roxy, by the way, she pissed me off as a goal-setting person that I am, and she's going to find out why in a second, but you can reach me at Pipe Man Radio anywhere on social media,
okay,
including TikTok, which I haven't begun to. I have like 500 drafts in my TikTok that I'm going to be posting, but I wanted to do something first before I posted any new content. Roxy made this comment about how she had more TikTok followers than me. Maybe by the end of this show, that is going to be wrong.
That's funny. That's funny. Love it. Love it. Well, listen, Dean, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. This is a lot of fun for me. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy.
Hey, my pleasure. It's always fun for me, and it's an honor to be on your show, one of the better shows on the network for sure.
Thank you very much, and thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. This is a show about business and business challenges. If you've got concerns about the growth of your company, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or LinkedIn at Winning Business Radio. Drop me a note if you want, Kevin@winningbusinessradio.com. Our company is called Winning Incorporated. We're part of Sandler Training. We develop sales teams into high achievers and sales leaders into true coaches and mentors. Listen, we're not right for everybody, but maybe we should have a conversation. Thank you, Roxy, as expert engineer. Tune in again next Monday. It's November 8th at 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do it all over again. Thanks for being here. This is Kevin Hallinan.
You've been listening to Winning Business Radio with your host, Kevin Hallinan. If you missed any part of this episode, the podcast is available on Talk4 Podcasting and iHeartRadio. For more information and questions, go to winningbusinessradio.com or check us out on social media. Tune in again next week and every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time to listen live to Winning Business Radio on W4CY Radio, W4CY.com. Until then, let's succeed where others have failed and win in business with Kevin Hallinan and Winning Business Radio.